You're now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com, sponsored by Sinbad Sports. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Earnestly.
Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com. I am your host, Tom Earnestly, on this beautiful Sunday, preparing for the big game today at Hard Rock Stadium with the Miami Dolphins taking on the Detroit Lions in a huge game for the Dolphins. And we're going to get into why it's such a huge game as we get through the show. Let's get into our opponent, the Detroit Lions. The Lions coming to the game at 2-3. They are off their bye week, and they come in actually not as healthy as many would think they would be. There are a few key injuries for the Detroit Lions. Ezekiel Ansah is not playing in this game today. He is out, as well as Theo Riddick, who is their do-it-all running back. He is also going to be inactive. That is two big injuries going into this game today. On top of that, TJ Lang is questionable with concussion. He was limited in practice. He did pass his concussion protocol tests, but unsure if the Lions will play him today. If I had to be a betting man, I would say that he is going to be in this game for sure, just because of the matchup that they have with the Miami Dolphins defensive front, who has been wreaking havoc for the most part this year. They've been doing a great job getting after the quarterback. So that is where the Lions really are going to have their hands full going into this game. On top of that, the Lions are coming in at two and three. They've struggled at times this year with their offense, especially on defense. And we're going to get into that defensive aspect here in just a few minutes. But let's first talk about the Lions and their offense. Their offense comes into this game today. They are ranked 14th overall in the NFL in passing. They're at a clip of about 268 yards a game from Matt Stafford, 10 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, roughly about 1,340 yards through the air for the Lions. In regards of rushing, the Lions tend to always be towards the bottom of the league, and that is also the case this year. 486 yards on the ground at 4.3 yards a carry and 97.2 yards per game. So the Dolphins will come into this game 16th on the ground. After a huge performance last week by Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake, the Dolphins come in 16th at 641 yards on the ground, 4.4 yards per carry, and 106 yards per game on the ground. In regards to passing, the Dolphins will come into this game 25th in the NFL at 1,341 yards passing, at 223.5 yards per game, 13 touchdowns, and 7 total interceptions for the passing game. When it comes to defense, this is where it really comes into play in this game, where the Dolphins can really take advantage of the Detroit Lions and the matchups that they have. In regards of total yards allowed, the Miami Dolphins are 7th in the NFL. The Dolphins are ranked 26th in total defense, 396.7 yards per game. Don't let that stat fool you. The Dolphins have been a fantastic team when it comes to forcing turnovers, but they are ranked currently 26th in the NFL, 396.7 yards per game allowed. The Lions are ranked 17th, 367.8 total yards per game. Where it comes into play, the passing defenses, the Lions have struggled. They have two very decent corners, but they are struggling this year. They're 26th in the league in pass defense, where the Miami Dolphins are ranked 9th in pass defense. The Lions' rushing defense is one of the worst in the NFL. So this is, again, a game where the Miami Dolphins are going to be coming in to this game. They are the Lions are 30th in the league in rush defense at 145.8 yards per game. The Dolphins are 21st at 118.2 yards per game. So both run defenses are bad, but the Lions have an atrocious run defense. I mean, the Dolphins only give up 118.2 yards per game, which is, it's still okay. It's not great by any means, but it's still okay. It's just incredible to me how far off, like, Darius Slay has come down for the Detroit Lions. Getting into today's game and a little bit of a preview, where the Dolphins can match up pretty well with the Detroit Lions. It all starts with Albert Wilson, honestly. I think his run after the catch ability and the way he played last week against the Chicago Bears defense, 138 yards of his total 155 came after the catch. And he's averaging 14.6 yards per reception, which is actually, yards after the catch, 14.6 yards. Yards after the catch is number one in the NFL. One big thing that the Dolphins did well last week was Brock Osweiler is better against the blitz than Ryan Tannehill. It's the passer rating under pressure is a lot better. When Tannehill is blitzed, he's got a 58.8 passer rating. Osweiler versus the blitz, 141.7 passer rating. And again, that could have a lot to do with the big plays after the catch. So let's get into the five things to watch for in this game today. But before we get into that, let's get into the injury report that came out for the game today. The Dolphins are expecting Cameron Wake, who is questionable for this game today. They are expecting him to play in this game. How much he plays is kind of up in the air. We don't know where that knee is at this point, but he feels good enough. Adam Gase puts his trust in Wake to tell him, "Hey, this is the way I'm feeling." And if Adam Gase, who fully believes Cameron Wake, he's good to go. Cameron Wake should be in lineup today, as well as Bobby McCain, and that's going to be a very good sign to see Bobby McCain back on the field, especially with these Detroit wide receivers coming in this game today. Bobby McCain also is projecting to suit up. He said that without fail, he was going to be coming in and playing this game today. He said that last week, and he didn't play. So, you know, we'll see for sure if he does suit up, but right now it is projecting that he is going to be in this game today. Who's not playing for sure is, of course, Ryan Tannehill with his shoulder, Jonathan Woodard, who did not get past concussion protocol this week, and Charles Harris with a calf has been ruled out for the game against the Lions. But Andre Branch, Rashad Jones, they are a go. Bobby McCain is a go. T.J. McDonald is a go. So this team is starting to really get healthy. And I should mention also Devontae Parker is a go today. He should be starting outside with Kenny Stills. And A.J. Derby is also back. So the team is getting healthy in the right areas. But, you know, the quarterback area right now is still a big question mark with the injuries to Ryan Tannehill. So let's get into the five things to watch for in this game today. The first is Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker is, in all intents and purposes, he is playing for a job, potentially for another team today. The Dolphins have been shopping him. What kind of game will we see out of Devontae Parker? Will the Dolphins get him more involved, knowing that they are trying to shop him to other teams? So I think DeVante Parker is one of the big things to watch for in this game. Just seeing how the Dolphins use him and utilize him is going to be key, because the Lions are struggling on the outside with these other wide receivers in the league. They're actually ranked 26th, I believe, in pass defense with Lawson and Slay. They're giving up a lot. Passer rating is against Darius Slay is 109.3 when he's targeted, and Lawson is at 90.5. So Osweiler can find some matchups today that can work in their favor, and I think that could be key going forward in this game. The second thing to watch for is Cameron Wake's minutes. How much does he play? His snap count. How effective is he going to be? Is he starting opposite of Robert Quinn? Or are they going to go with the likes of Andre Branch or Cameron Malveau starting opposite of Robert Quinn in this game? I would expect to see Wake starting the first play of this game today, but it all depends on what Adam Gase feels is right for him, and and how much does Cameron Wake truly play in this game. But, you know, Cameron Wake in the past couple years has become definitely a situational pass rusher for the most part. This year he's definitely seen a lot more snaps on running downs. So if he's not fully 100% today, I could definitely see him as more of a situational passer, pass rusher in this game. The third thing to watch for is Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, as we know, can be extremely turnover prone. Extremely turnover prone. So how do the Dolphins force the issue with Stafford? I mean, the Jets forced him to turn the ball over 6 total times in their first outing of the regular season. Do the Dolphins go after Matt Stafford with a blitz? Matt Burke has been successful with blitzing the quarterback in recent weeks, getting after the quarterback. Getting Bobby McCain back is going to allow this defense to really apply some pressure on Matt Stafford, especially with a banged-up offensive line. How does Stafford play? How does he respond? Is he able to get the ball and push the ball down the field against Micah Fitzpatrick, Xavier Howard, and Bobby McCain with T.J. McDonald and Rashad Jones at safety? It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough sledding, I think, for Matt Stafford, but he typically finds a way to get it done. He really does. That's why he's a $100 million quarterback, is because he is very successful at what he does. But at times, he can be very turnover prone. The fourth thing to watch for in today's game is the attack of the tight ends. Where do the Dolphins attack the Lions defense with the tight ends? And the reason that the tight ends are something to watch for is AJ Derby is looking like he's on track to play in this game today. The Dolphins found great success last week with Nick O'Leary, who has been a very good surprise for the Dolphins as a pickup from the Buffalo Bills when the Bills cut him in the final cuts at the beginning of September. Dolphins made a play and got him. I believe week 2 or 3, the Dolphins picked him up. And it's turned out to be great for Nick O'Leary and the Dolphins. Nick O'Leary had some big catches last week. He was very good against the run, and he's providing an extra element. With A.J. Derby back, where does that leave Mike Gesicki? I think part of the problem, I wouldn't say problem, the growing pains that Mike Gesicki has been feeling is because of his blocking. His blocking has been very suspect, as expected coming out of college. He is working on it. He seems like he's getting a little bit better as we go. But the Dolphins haven't been utilizing him very much in the red zone opportunities that they are getting. So how do they deploy the tight ends today? It's good that there's going to be 3 or 4 healthy tight ends suiting up potentially in this game. Maybe Durham Smythe is the guy that's going to get the boot as an inactive. As of the recording of this, the inactives have not come out yet for the game today for the Dolphins. So Durham Smythe might be the guy that gets the inactive with A.J. Derby coming back. And we'll see if they utilize Mike Gesicki in the red zone, but having three pretty solid tight ends for this game today is definitely going to help in the passing game as well as the ground game to get some holes to Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake, which leads me to the final thing to watch for in this game, and that, my friends, is Frank Gore. Frank Gore is 35 years old. He had a monster game against the Chicago Bears' number one rushing defense last week. And it's to that point right now where he is the lead back. He is the starting back above Kenyon Drake on the depth chart. But Kenyon Drake also is continuing to provide that little spark after Frank Gore churns out some yards. Drake is that change of pace. He's a great third down back. He's great receiving out of the backfield. Yes, he had that bad play last week at the half-yard line that could have won the game early in overtime, but Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore, I think, are going to be they're going to have a lot of success in this game, and it's going to start with Frank Gore churning the yards up the middle, controlling the time of possession, and allowing Brock Osweiler more opportunities for play action pass to get the ball in his playmaker's hands. That'll do it for the five things to watch for. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to talk about the three keys to victory today for the Miami Dolphins and offer you my prediction on today's game and get you ready for kickoff. And we'll be right back right after this.
Simbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get your Miami Dolphins memorabilia. Simbad Sports has the likes of Rashad Jones, Cam Wake, Kiko Alonso, and Frank Gore in for autograph signings within the past year alone. So when in South Florida area, visit Simbad Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com sent you.
And we are back. Thank you for listening again to Countdown to Kickoff. This is Tom Ernest, your host. Let's get into the three keys to victory for the Miami Dolphins against the Detroit Lions today. The first and foremost is Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler cannot turn the ball over. He had two costly turnovers last week that could have really hindered the team, but they fought back and won that football game against the Bears. But you cannot give an elite quarterback like Matt Stafford extra opportunities with the football. So the first key to victory in this game is Brock Osweiler not turning the football over and being very smart with the ball to allow the Dolphins to extend the drives and put some points on the board frequently against this very suspect Lions defense. The second key to victory in this game is to get after Matt Stafford. They have to get him rattled in the pocket, just like Tom Brady. If Matt Stafford gets rattled in the pocket, he is going to force the issue, and that leads to turnovers. The Dolphins' pass rush with Robert Quinn has been good, not great. They've been getting after the quarterback, just not sacking the quarterback. They have to find a way to get into Matt Stafford's back pocket and force the issue and potentially force some sack fumbles, which will give the Dolphins opportunities to get great field position on defense. That is the second key to victory in today's game. The third key to victory for the Miami Dolphins in this game today is the corners. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Bobby McCain, and Xavien Howard. Those three have to shut down Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones Jr., and Golden Tate. Those guys are equivalent style players to what the Dolphins deploy on offense. They are great after the catch. They are fast. They will find their way to get open. Those three have to play a fantastic game, flawless game, for the Dolphins to have an opportunity to win the game today. That is the three keys to victory presented by Sinbad Sports. And let's roll right into prediction time. So Mike and I were both at the Dolphins game last week. We are sitting at 4-2, and the game last week was clutch for the Dolphins to get that victory, pushing it to 4-2. This is a short week. This is a short week with the Texans on Thursday night. We know Tannehill's not playing. This game is at home, in front of the fans, at Hard Rock Stadium. This is a must-win for the Miami Dolphins. I'll say it. It's a must-win. 5-2 is a lot better than 4-3. And the Dolphins this season are 3-0 at home. So, do they get to 4-0? My answer to that question is yes. I believe the Dolphins will find a way to get a victory today. I believe they will win today 24-17 against the Lions at home. The Dolphins will push the record to 5-2, which is great. Before going on the road to face a team that they've only beaten once or twice in their entire history, and you know the Texans aren't exactly a world beater either. So the Dolphins getting a win today to push the issue is going to be helpful, and it can really set the tone. If you can get to 6 wins before that 10 days off, before potentially Ryan Tannehill coming back, you're 6-2. Man, that makes a huge difference. And that next game after the Texans game is home against the Jets. So getting a win today is huge. Getting a win on Thursday is going to be even bigger. But we're not going to talk about that game. I'm going to talk about that game on Thursday night prior to kickoff against the Houston Texans. But today, let's go Fins, Dolphins, Lions, Hard Rock Stadium, 1 o'clock kickoff. Enjoy the game. Mike and myself will be back for the post-game wrap-up show tonight, and we will bring you all the news that develops in this game today, as well as opinions, our frustrations on the game, and as well as the successes. Hopefully a lot of successes and a big win today for the Dolphins. Enjoy the game. I am out. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff, Tom Ernesty, brought to you by Sinbad Sports and DolphinsTalk.com. Enjoy the game, and Fins up.